It ain't never overcorrect a fireman.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Jesse, me and Leon's decided to talk better, him being a preacher and me being a junior partner here at the station.
Yes, sir. So we thought maybe you could teach us to talk good like you.
Well, I reckon I can try. It wouldn't be no harder than some of the stuff me and George Patton did in the big war.
Yeah. Now, you can tell us about that again later, Jesse, but now teach us some grammar.
Well, okay. Now listen to this sentence. The hunter shot the elephant dressed in his pajamas. Well?
Well, what, Mercy Jesse?
Well, what's wrong with that sentence?
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Me neither.
You don't see nothing wrong with it? The hunter shot the elephant dressed in his pajamas?
Well, now, it might have been a little hard to get the elephant in the pajamas, but if that's the way the hunter wanted to do it, that's okay with us, I guess.
Sure it is. That's America, Mercy Jesse. You remember how your Uncle Tyson used to like to dress up funny? I thought it was a shame the way they kept arresting him for it.
You ninnies, that elephant wasn't wearing the pajamas.
Sure he was, Jesse. That's what the book said.
That's right, Mercy Jesse. We got to go by the book. That's American way.
I tell you that the sentence is wrong. It's got a misplaced modifier.
Now, Mercy Jesse, I know about that. My cousin Collery from over at Bono had one of them, and the doctors never could do nothing for her.
Will you hush? This sentence is wrong because it don't make no sense. It ought to say, dressed in his pajamas, the hunter shot the elephant. Now listen to this one. Now, you ought to get this one right now. The fire was extinguished before any damage was done by the local fire department.
That's a good sentence, Jesse.
Yeah, that's the way it goes, all right.
Well, my cow. According to this, the fire department did the damage.
Well, yeah, and of course they did. Now, don't you recollect when Lula Pink had that little old fire? She could have put it out herself with a garden hose, but she wanted all the glory of the fire department coming out. And, well, they made such a mess, she had to sell out and move to Possum Grape.
Yeah, Mercy Jesse, it's a dangerous thing to call the fire department. They can do lots of damage before the fire is extinguished.
Read us another one, Jesse.
The owner of the service station extinguished himself before any damage was done by the local half-wits.
Sounds all right to me.
It's American way, Sam.
Jesse, we got to get him out.
Get out? Who? Out of what?
Leon. He's in jail.
Leon's in jail? For what?
For overcorrecting a fireman.
What?
Yeah, he is so impressed with your teaching about the fire department doing damage that he went down to the firehouse and started teaching Charles McAnally how to talk good.
What happened to him?
Well, there's a fire call come in and Charles tried to leave, but Leon kept hanging on and wouldn't let go. Just kept telling him about misplaced modifiers and stuff like that.
That's awful.
Sure. Now, Hezzy Turnipseed's outhouse burned to the ground. It ain't good for firemen to be overcorrected.